In the face of a possible Russian invasion, the United States Vice President Kamala Harris has called the crisis in Ukraine a decisive moment in history. She met with Ukraine's president during the Munich Security Conference and has reaffirmed Washington's support to the former Soviet nation. Ms. Harris says that in the event of a Russian incursion, the United States would impose swift and severe economic sanctions.
This is a decisive moment in our world's history. And this is an important meeting for that and many other reasons. I look forward in this discussion to hearing directly from you about the situation on the ground in Ukraine. I look forward to, in this way, also hearing from you about what your concerns are and also sharing with you information that we may have in a way that we will continue to work together. This is also a chance for me to reiterate the position of the United States as it relates to Ukraine.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says the country is ready for everything, but has called on Western nations for more support. He says the crisis would cause instability in Ukraine and that imposing sanctions against Russia after an invasion would be too late for his people.
But you are telling me that 100% the war will start in a couple of days. Then what are you waiting for? We don't need your sanctions after the bombardment will happen, after our country will be fired at, or after we have no borders. We will have no economy and part of the country will be occupied. Why would we need these sanctions then?
It comes amid a sharp spike in violence in Ukraine's separatist Donbas region, with the Ukrainian military saying two soldiers have been killed and four wounded in shelling by pro-Russian separatists. Mr. Zelensky has urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him and seek a resolution to the crisis, though there hasn't been an immediate response from the Kremlin. Mr. Putin launched exercises by Russia's strategic nuclear missile forces on Saturday. United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russian forces were beginning to move closer to the border with Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can choose a different path. The United States, in lockstep with our allies and partners, have offered him an opportunity to pursue a diplomatic solution. We hope that he takes it. We hope that he steps back from the brink of conflict, and we hope that he de-escalates.
The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has called the crisis a dangerous moment in history, and that Europe stands on the brink of war. It mirrored German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's comments that war is looming again in Europe, saying it would be an absolute disaster for the continent. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned Russia that the world will be moving together to counteract any violence it inflicts on Ukraine. He adds while Australian troops would not be deployed to Eastern Europe, the government has been working with its allies to directly support Ukraine, whether it be in cyberspace or other security measures.
While, of course, there's never been any contemplation of Australian troops being deployed, at the same time, there are many ways we work with both our partners and our allies and can work directly to support Ukraine in the work they're doing, whether it be in the cyberspace area or things of that nature, with planning and various other elements, working with our partners and allies. I can't go into too much detail on this, but these are rather conventional ways where we do provide assistance in areas that don't require deployment of troops on the ground.
The Australian-Ukrainian community has held memorial services and rallies around Australia to show their support for the people of Ukraine. A commemorative service has been held in Sydney for 100 civilians that were gunned down by Russian troops in 2014 in the Ukraine capital of Kiev. Tina Quinn, SBS News.